Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Gemma, thank you very much indeed for that. We'll be going back to Waterford in just a second because residential property prices rose by 8.6% nationally in the year to the end of June. That's according to new data today from the CSO. Estate agents expect property prices nationally to increase by an average of 4.5% over the next 12 months, which is higher than anticipated previously. Joining me now for a snapshot of the market across Ireland is owner of Liberty Blue Estate Agents in Waterford, that's Regina Mangan, owner of Brock Delap Estate Agents in Dublin, David Brock, and the owner of Colleran Auctioneers based in Galway, Don Colleran. You're all very welcome to the programme. Let's start in the West, Don Colleran. What's the market like there?
It depends whether you're a buyer or a seller, Cormac. If you're a seller, it's a very, very good time to be selling. If you're buying, and particularly if you're a first-time buyer, it's extremely difficult and extremely stressful.
Are there many cash buyers?
I heard you mention that earlier on, and it depends what people call cash. Cash is often used for the term where you're loan approved. You mightn't necessarily be cash, but you have your letter of approval, and people are often calling that cash. But pure cash, no. There are a few that maybe have had an inheritance. A lot of our clients now are planning ahead, and rather than waiting to die, they're gifting to their children while they're alive and proper estate planning. So we're seeing some of that. And we're seeing some maybe couples in their mid-30s have share options from companies they work with. So that's the closest we'd come to cash.
Is it easy for first-time buyers in Galway, Don?
Impossible. Absolutely. I don't know how they do it. It's so difficult. And particularly if you're single, it's next to impossible.
And what's the average price of a house in Galway?
You're very lucky now if you can get a three-bedroom semi-detached for less than 380 and a four-bedroom is over 400.
Wow. Wow. So who's buying that? What kind of a buyer is rocking up to buy those? It's nobody on their own, is there?
Very few. I had a young girl, I congratulated her there just before Christmas. She bought a fabulous house off us down there in Henry Street. And I said it to her, when I started in this business over 40 years ago, Cormac, the average first-time buyer was 25. I'm now the average first-time buyer, it says, around 35. And that's having a huge impact on our community. When people are delaying that decision, they're delaying starting families, they're delaying having children by 10 years, it's going to have a huge... They're taking out 30-year mortgages as well now.
Yeah.
So it's going to have a huge long-term effect on everybody.
OK, stay with me, Don Colleran in Galway. I'm going to move to Dublin now. David Brock, the owner of Brock Delap Estate Agents, you're very welcome to the programme. What's the average house price in Dublin or where you operate mostly?
Well, we have an estate agency within the Canal Ring in Dublin 8. And you're looking at about 400 grand for a two-bed, a house or apartment, and over 500 grand for three beds.
Okay, 500 grand, half a million for a three-bed.
Yeah. Okay. And some of them could need renovation as well.
Okay, let me ask you the same question. Is the cash, because I've heard of cash buyers, is that a Dublin phenomenon?
What the Galway agent said there was absolutely spot on. A lot of people say, oh, I'm a cash buyer. And when you get the proof of funds, you realise that they're loan approved. There's very few cash buyers. And the only cash buyers we can see is possibly when a parent is involved.
Okay. What about people buying from overseas or companies buying? Have you seen much of that?
Yeah, there's a bit of that going on. There are large funds, and I don't really understand how they operate, and they kind of ebb and flow in the market. And particularly last year, they're outbidding a lot of first-time buyers.
Are they? How do you know they're large funds? Who's the interface with you, David?
Well, they'd have an Irish company, if you like, acquiring property on their behalf.
Okay,
so the fund that were acquiring a lot of property last year were from Singapore.
Really? So if I'm a first time buyer bidding against this fund in Singapore, and I go 5-10 with my last push, when you put that across to the Irish company representing the Singapore fund, you're pretty confident it'll go to 5-20 at least. So, would that be fair?
Not necessarily. Like they've got their cutoffs, like everyone else. So it doesn't always work that way. But they're another player, and they were driving up the prices, but they've fallen off a little bit this year. But the prices remain high.
Okay. Stay with me, David, as well, if you don't mind. I'm going to head to Waterford now. Regina Mangan is owner of Liberty Blue Estate Agents in Waterford. What's the market like there, Regina? You're very welcome as well.
Thank you, Cormac. The market is very much similar to the market in Dublin and Galway, just like John and David spoke about. It's very, very difficult for buyers right now because it's a hugely competitive market. There is like multiple buyers for a small proportion of properties. So it is stressful for them. And obviously, it's a very good time for sellers.
Yeah, indeed. That question I asked at the very start, I'd love to know if all vendors want the very best price, the highest price for their property, or do they ever stipulate the type of buyer they want, Regina?
Rarely do sellers specify the type of buyer that they want. We did have one person who said under no circumstances did they want to sell their house to an investor. Look, investors really account for a very small proportion of purchases now. And what we have seen, which is a huge shift in buying habits, we're seeing apartments that were rented out that are now being bought by homeowners. So, for example, two-bed apartment that went on the market at 180, selling anything up to 20% above the normal price, I suppose, in the past. And homeowners buying them because they can't get homes.
Okay.
Huge shift.
That is a big shift. A texter says, do agents think that sellers will favour families over people with no children? Or do they stay out of the decision-making altogether, Regina?
It's the only asset that somebody will sell in Ireland. And that's a very important thing to remember. And most people selling have a forward on journey that they have to plan for. All of our clients, they're either selling the property to buy another property. And in many cases, if people have equity in the home, it is their nest egg for their autumn years. So it's really important. It's the only opportunity that they have. They're not big vulture funds or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And our job as agents is to get the best price for the seller. And at the end of the day, the market decides. It's not the agent, it's not the vendor. And the market has spoken, and the issue here that we have is that the supply is so thin and 60% down on pre-COVID numbers. And so this is the issue.
And do you know of big projects in Waterford that will increase supply over the next 12 months or so, or what's it like?
Yeah, we're selling an affordable home scheme in Summerfield. We have 44 homes sold in the last few months. And it means now that somebody can buy a 300,000 home for anything from 210,000 because the government take an equity stake in the home. And interestingly, I was only speaking to a buyer this morning who was paying 1,400 on rent, and his mortgage is now going to be 922 euros. So it's for him.
It used to be the case that rent was a lot cheaper. And people sometimes forget that. Can I ask you what the average price of a house in Waterford is? I mean, we have 380 in Galway, 500 in Dublin. What is it in Waterford?
So in the city, it's anywhere between 3 and 330 for a three-bed semi-deep. But you could buy a really nice house in a nice country village such as Portlaw or Kill between 210 and 250. So you could buy two houses in Waterford for the price of one in Dublin, basically. Yeah.
Can I go back to Galway for a second? Because a listener, Don, asked about bidding and the bidding process. And they asked about the sealed envelope bid, that you put your best offer in an envelope and you give it to the estate agent and whoever is highest wins. I mean, should that happen instead of the over and back higher bid that we have here?
I can't see what that's going to resolve, Cormac. The problem isn't the bidding method. The problem is, which David and Regina have alluded to there, is the supply. And just following up on something Regina said there, I think a lot of buyers find that once they do get their foot on the property ladder, it is often the case that their mortgage is less than the rent we were paying. And I think we need to look at the lending model, because this isn't being taken into consideration. People are often paying over $2,000 a month for rented accommodation. Their mortgages would be less than that. But yet the lenders aren't really looking at that or considering their ability to continue to pay the rent and maybe their ability to continue to pay a mortgage. So the bidding method of transparency is very, very important. Having a closed envelope, I think people would be complaining that there was no transparency there. Well, and it's not the bidding is the problem, it's the supply.
Well, maybe there's a few problems in one way. A listener says, just as you speak to 51551, I think the closed envelope bid would be closer to the asking price rather than way over, as is frequently the case now. And it is very often, I know from talking to people who are trying to buy a house anecdotally, that houses in Dublin anywhere are going way, way over the asking price.
Yeah, well, I'll be able to answer that question with certainty if you ring me tomorrow afternoon. We have a property there on Chantilly Road. It's for sale by private tender at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Now, private tender is a sealed envelope. You put your figure on it and you send it in. I can guarantee you there'll be a huge difference in those bids. And the person who buys it will probably have paid considerably more than the second bidder. Mm. So you're going to have, then that property will be registered at that huge price. And the next person is expected to pay the same for the joining property that comes on the market a few months later. I see a lot of flaws with the sealed envelope process.
David Brockett in Dublin, are prices, as I say, anecdotally, are they going way over the asking price? Are bids?
Often they are. Like that's the challenge we face. We find that the price are going way up. But if you pitch the price higher or what it might achieve, you just won't get any interest.
I heard of a house, and this is again anecdotal, so I don't know if this is common or if it's to be believed. A house that was pitched at over $500,000 and went over 100,000 over that price, the asking price. I mean, could that be true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That, like, in an area...
Over 100,000, I said.
Yeah, over 100,000. In the area we're selling, it's, I said at the top of the programme there, it's within the canal ring, close to the city centre, and the demand is huge.
Regina, you're in the wrong spot.
Prices go way above asking.
I mean, this seems completely and utterly dysfunctional. I mean... How much over the asking price does it go in Waterford, Regina?
It varies. Anything from 3 to 25% have been our experience over the last 6 months. A house in Clonmel that we sold went 10% over. We sold a two-bed apartment at the Docklands in Dublin that went 9% over. Apartments 20% over. Houses in Kill 5% over.
What is that in money terms? What's the highest money terms over you've gone over the asking price?
I can tell you that 2.5 years ago, I sold a house in Friars Walk in Dungarvan. I think it was 165,000 over the guide.
Wow. David, you might be in the wrong spot. hold on, let me do a bidding war here. Let's go back to Galway. Can you beat that?
Premium location.
Can you beat that, Don Colleran in Galway?
Well, it was reported there in the local papers. We can, unfortunately, maybe for the buyers. We had a property there that was the sale agreed very recently for 200,000 over the guide. But can I explain to you why?
Because
the
neighbour's house... God.
The neighbour's house is on the market now for nearly 200 less than that again. What we're seeing in the West, and I'm sure it's the same with Regina and the same in David, where you have a finished prime, good property that's been recently renovated to a high space and maybe a high BER, that's going disproportionately a lot higher now than the older stock. The cost to reinstate a house, to renovate a house, is nearly €300 a square foot now. Yeah. It's absolutely huge. So people are pushing for the newer houses now that have been renovated because they know the bottom line. They may end up paying more than they expected, but it's their home for life, so they're not worried, they're not moving. But they're not getting a builder in who's saying, you know, I thought I'd do it for two, it's going to cost me 300,000 now. Yeah. And that's they're trying to avoid that problem.
Do you know, but the fear I had, friends, would be that you'd tell me real stories from the market and it's actually deflating me, if I'm being brutally honest, what you're telling me. And also by text to 51551, wait till you hear this. My son is trying to buy a house in Dublin. All the houses he bid on went over 100,000. Over the asking price, maybe, is a listener is what they're saying there. A house in Dublin for 495 went for 595, says listener. Another, I lived in Scotland for 15 years and the closed bid system really works. Catherine, David Brock, can you answer this one? Catherine by email says the estate agent is working for the vendor. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the estate agent works for the vendor and our role is to get the best possible price.
But what about fairness then?
Oh, well, we try and be as fair as possible. Like, we've an open bidding platform that everyone can see. And so it's completely transparent.
Okay. Look, it's a great time to be a vendor, as Don said at the very start. It must be a great time to be an estate agent or an auctioneer as well. More power to you, I suppose. You're in the market for a while, and you're reputable operators in the market, which is why we're talking to you. Don Colleran in Galway, Regina Mangan in Waterford, and David Brock in Dublin. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme and giving it as you see it in the market. 51551 for your texts.